Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
When I listen to that, I see McGuigan at his best. I see Carl Frampton at his best. Am I looking in the right direction?
Well, you know, listening to that there just makes the hair stand on the back of your neck. It just brings you back to that era of boxing and the crowds. And you know, you could almost sort of, you know, feel that you were there. I didn't see Rinty fight except in those old grainy films that you see on YouTube and stuff like that, although I did meet him once in very unusual circumstances. But, yes, I mean, that's the type of guy Rinty was. He was your archetypal working-class hero, and I am so pleased that this is going up today, and I can actually see it from the window of the Sunday Life office ready to be unveiled, and I'm going to see it every morning in life on my way into the Belfast Telegraph. And what I think about this, Frank, is that, you know, people like you and I would all be aware of the story of Rinty and the legend of Rinty, but this is going to perpetuate his memory to generations to come. I mean, there's a whole generation now who probably this morning are saying, who was Rinty Monaghan? And I hope some of them will be inspired to go and find out, to look him up on Google or look him up on YouTube or read a book about him or something like that. Because this was a man who brought so much to this city and gave so much to this city. And I am so pleased that he's being honoured in this way.
I believe you were actually sent to his house one day when you were a young reporter. Tell me about that.
Oh, heavens above. This is how famous Rinty was, Frank. Rinty was one of those people who every now and again a rumour went round that he was dead. And this particular morning, I wasn't long into the Telegraph at the time, I was a very young cub reporter, and we got the phone call, Rinty's dead. And Malcolm Brody, who was always a man for checking his facts, Malcolm said to me, Jim, get you down there. He just lived across the road from here, Frank, in a place long gone called Sailor Town. It was just a maze of little streets sort of running down towards the docks, just near where the statue's going up at the cathedral today. And I wandered across past the art college there down into Sailor Town, knocked on the door of the house, and Rindy's wife answered the door. And I said, I'm very, very sorry for your trouble and sorry to disturb you on such a sad day, but I've been sent down by the Telegraph, you know, to talk about Rinty. And the little lady looked me up and down. She turned round. She shouted up the stairs, Rinty, you're dead again.
So he had to take those rumours quite often.
He was brilliant. He came down the stairs. I mean, you got a picture of the scene. This little two-up, two-down house down in Sailor Town, little terrace house. And here is a former world boxing champion coming down the stairs in his long johns. And he brings me into the living room and he sits me down and he interviews me while his wife makes me a cup of tea. And he told me that this has happened about 7 or 8 times. And sadly, one day it became true. Rinty died in 1984, Frank. And he was at a relatively young age of 66. And when you think of the career that he had, I'm just going to look up what some of the research I did this morning. Rinty had something like 66 fights. Now, that's incredible. I mean, imagine, you know, someone like Carl Frampton today. I mean, Carl's a brave, tough guy. But imagine if you said to Carl that you're going to have to fight 66 times before you retire. He won 51, he drew 6, and he lost 9. And here's the rub, Frank. The thing about it was, Rinty fought in an era when everybody made money out of Rinty except Rinty. Rinty lived out his life in that little two-up, two-down over in Sailor Town. He made very, very little money out of boxing. He put his body on the line. And he was your archetypal Belfast working class hero, and I am so pleased that this is being put up for him today.
Yeah, Jim, just stay with me because you mentioned 1984. This is Gary Gillespie reporting on that poignant day when the city said farewell to Rinty.
The gathering at St Patrick's was like a who's who of Irish boxing, past and present. Names like Billy and Johnny Warnock, Jimmy Ingle and Bunty Doran, Freddie Gilroy and John Caldwell, Jerry Hassett and Paddy Maguire. Promoter Barney Eastwood was there, along with present champions Davy Larmour and Hugh Russell. Many of the mourners were too young to have seen Rinty Monaghan in action, but they knew him as a great champion who was quick to share his skills with others. A floral tribute in the shape of a boxing ring and gloves was a final reminder of the great days of the 1940s, the days when John Rinty Monaghan was king of the world's flyweight.
King, indeed, of the world's flyweights, March 1984, the funeral of Rinty Monaghan at St Patrick's Church there in Donegal Street. And we're not great in this part of the world at properly marking the memory of our great sporting stars. We only have to think of the legends alongside Rinty from a host of other sports who don't have statues or memorials. We've got to get the skates on to recognise and remember these great achievements, don't we?
Yes, but I mean, this is one of the sort of pet annoyances that I have and a lot of people that I know in sport. The fact that we never mind statues, Frank, we don't have a proper sports museum. And when you think of the achievements that there have been, over the century, of people from Northern Ireland and all sports and all walks of life, some of the greatest names in sport have come from this country. And we don't have a central focal point where people can go, where local people can go, where visitors can go, and see the life stories of George Best, and Joey Dunlop, and Mary Peters, and all our boxers and our athletes. We really, really, really should have something like that in Belfast.
Oh, without a doubt. Many a time we've spoken about it on this programme, and everyone seems to agree. And it would be a tourist attraction because we're blessed with such legendary names. Today, the statue will be unveiled. It is obviously being placed in the vicinity of where Rinty used to live and train and so on. But is it the ideal location for it? Would like City Hall not have been a better place?
No, I think it's perfect for those who don't particularly know the geography of Belfast. It's right beside St Anne's Cathedral, sort of opposite the Belfast Telegraph offices at the bottom of Royal Avenue. It's in that sort of square beside the old Art College, where they have these huge, big, ugly, unsightly boys that were hauled out of Belfast Lock and stuck up there about 20 years ago. I've never understood the point
That's
of them.
Right.
But it is literally yards from where Rinty lived, where he was from, where his roots were, and I think it's very appropriate that the statue is being placed where it's being placed. Just another little thing, again, for people who don't know, Rinty, as Gary Gillespie mentioned there on the funeral report, he was christened John Joseph Monaghan. But he was nicknamed Rinty, would you believe, after a dog, albeit a very famous dog, the famous Hollywood dog, Rin Tin Tin. So, I mean, Rinty had this sort of love of animals, and he was renowned for taking in stray dogs and basically waifs and strays in general. And he earned himself the nickname Rinty after Rin Tin Tin.
Yeah, just a nice guy. And that's what a lot of people who were lucky enough to meet him would have said about him. He was a nice gentleman.
He was, and again, again, I'm trying to do the picture of him. The statue's 10 foot tall, but I mean, Rinty was actually 5 foot nothing, and he was just a sort of small, rangy guy, with sort of long arms. He had a great reach, and he had your boxer's nose, but he always had a smile on his face. And long after he finished fighting, he was always in demand to go to the other boxing bouts or to go to other sporting events. And his party piece was that he would sing when Irish eyes are smiling.
And was he a good singer?
Again, I only heard the old footage, and I managed to get the house singing along with him. I'll tell you that.
Great speaking to you, Jim. No doubt it'll be in the Belfast Telegraph and the Sunday Life. Thanks for your time. Thank you, Jim Gracie. There speaking about Rinty Monaghan, who's being truly recognised today with that 10-foot statue being unveiled down in the Cathedral Quarter.